That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Seth Morris, Mr. Mickey Blakelock. Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. Keep it going. Oh,
what's up?
Yes. Welcome, guys.
Is this, welcome, did somebody welcome. Write this for you? Is this like a fan track?
When I listen to every song, I feel like it's written for me. Or at least that's the.
I you try think to everyone's find a fan out. Of you?
Every time I try to interpret a musician's lyric on this show, and they're like, "No, that's not it." This is about when you're in traffic and someone cuts you off, you fucking cut them off, right? No, this is about empathy.
That's good art, though. If it makes you, right? If it makes you think it's about you.
Yes.
Or you're just a narcissist, who knows?
That for sure, but we're all comedians, so welcome to the club.
That was the Paranoids with BWP.
Yeah, that was good. That's good. Thanks for telling us that too. Humans, the Oscar nominations just came out. And I'm looking right at them. Did you guys look yet? Do you know?
I've looked, no. Yes.
Seth, you don't know?
No, I saw that Oppenheimer and, or the guy from Oppenheimer and the woman from the Native American woman. I saw some Instagram stuff. There's no surprises though, right? Guess? Like I guess I was.
You want to try to guess? There's no surprises.
There's some snubs, but there's some I don't snubs. Think there's any surprise nominations. Like they came out of nowhere.
Okay, Seth. There's 10 Best Picture nominations, and we just gave you the clue that there's not really many surprises. So can you? How many of 10 do you think you?
I don't know name? If I could name 10 movies that came out, but Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Barbie was snubbed, right?
No. Best Picture, buddy.
No, Best Picture. I won't say. Oh,
okay.
Barbie, Oppenheimer. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
For best. I don't know.
And take your time.
There's no way you'll get full 10, but I think you can get 5 to 6.
I don't know if I can get 5. Four Things, is that on there?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
So anything that came out in the last year was going to get nominated. Oh, fuck. There's got to be. Okay. Not Napoleon, right?
I didn't even know that such a thing existed.
I thought it was terrible. Joaquin Phoenix. That's all. I can't name anymore.
You say The Holdovers?
Oh, no. But I did like that.
I haven't seen it yet. Just started it. But that got a lot of nominations.
I could see that.
Did you say Maestro?
No, I forgot about that one too.
That got a lot of nominations.
I have no interest in that one.
Me neither.
I'm sure it's good, but I'm just like not.
I liked it.
Did you?
Did you say American Fiction? No, you didn't say that.
Oh, I did see that though. Is that nominated?
Did you like that?
I did. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's weird though that, yeah, man, 10 fucking movies is best. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
That was the, do you remember like I think it was probably 10 years ago now that they were like, we're not doing 5 nominees anymore for Best Picture. We're doing anywhere from 5 to 10. And it depends on the percentage of votes that the movies over 5 get. So it could be 6, it could be 10, it could be anything in between. And then every year it's just 10.
Yeah. It's such a scramble. It really is like such a changing, I don't know if it's a dying industry necessarily, but such a change. You forget these things just started. All these award shows just started to promote the industry, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to give you a range of all the different sort of kinds of movies, but it just seems like such different kinds of movies that the fact that Barbie and, you know, Oppenheimer Zone are in the same category just seems so weird.
But it sounds like you liked a lot of these movies.
I liked The Holdovers and I liked American Fiction. I haven't seen anything else. I didn't see Barbie. I didn't see Oppenheimer. I didn't see Flower Moon.
You liked Flower Moon, Mookie?
I did.
all 3 of them?
Yes.
I did not like it. That was pretty boring and confusing.
Well, you have Brett? To pay attention.
I didn't see it. I want to see it though.
Really?
Well, you got 6 weeks, couple months?
Then what happens?
Then it goes away.
Then the Oscars are, I mean, I'm saying, you know, do you do that thing where you try and watch all the best picture nominees before the Oscars?
I definitely do.
So that you can have your own, so that when they call the winner, you can go, huh, okay.
It's a sense of accomplishment. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's hosting, do we know?
I don't think we know.
I think it's Joe Coy.
Joe Coy.
Sounds so like there's not one science fiction movie on this list yet again.
The only good sci-fi movies this year?
No, Oppenheimer was science nonfiction.
There you go. I was about to say the only time sci-fi ever makes Oscars, it's because Mr. Nolan has directed the movie.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
But Killers of the Flower Moon could have been sci-fi if you didn't know what it was actually about. Right, it has the word moon in it.
Yeah.
Asteroid City? I never saw that, but was that good? That's
right.
It was all right.
Oh, was that the... Oh, I did see that, actually. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
It is fun.
That's why I like The Holdovers, too. It's just like, just a nice movie. Same with American Fiction.
Dune
I
loved 2. It.
Like, what'd you say, Brett?
Dune 2. I'm just reading some of the sci-fi that came out.
Did Equalizer 3 come out this year? That's not sci-fi, but that was my favorite movie of the year.
Did Dune 2 come out last year? Brett, I think you're reading the 2024 releases.
Yeah, hasn't come out.
Google lied to me.
You just fucked with a lot of listeners.
Dune 2.
Dune's already out.
I missed it.
Look, there's a movie this year that I am genuinely excited for. The new The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Have you seen this?
I think that I feel like I get shit for this.
Speak on this.
Caesar. The recent Planet of the Apes prequels, I think are like some of the best movies that have been made in the last decade. I think they're so good.
They're good.
Yes.
I love the James Franco one.
The first two are like incredible. The third one was my least favorite, but it's really good. I think the second one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, is like a masterpiece. And this is like a continuation of that story, but it's like 300 years in the future where like the apes are like fully like upright in their societies and government and they speak. And like, I cannot wait.
Ooh, that sounds
okay.
Cool.
Hold on. So I'm totally with you. I've seen the trailer. They can totally speak. Like, there's no talking like this anymore. Yes, they speak like you and I do. They still ride horses, though.
Well, do you know the premise of the new movie?
Oh, they discover some technology? They figure some out?
It's like...
I'm like, what took them so long? They can speak so goddamn read a goddamn book and figure out a computer.
Well, they have a lot of pride in being apes and they don't want to be like humans. They want to be their own thing. You know what I mean? They want to be apes. But the premise of this movie, what I read is that there's like a ruler of one of the sections or countries or like provinces of the ape world. And he's a little bit of like a kind of a fascist dictator kind of guy. And he Proximus Caesar, and he wants to go start using electricity. Basically, he's like, the humans had technology that I think we can use, and he wants to start using it, and that's a big problem.
Okay, we cut to a province in this world, in an abandoned city from what I understand, they make their cities kind of on the outskirts of the dead city. So teens obviously would go into the city at night on Fridays. Hey, Mookie.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to be like humans. I hear you preaching that all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean,
your parents are big into that.
That's not why Caesar built all that we have for us to, we're apes.
Dude, Caesar died 300 years ago. Do you even know what he maybe actually said? We only know what gets passed down to us.
So okay.
You're always quoting Caesar.
Well, he's the reason that we exist. He's the reason we have what we have. I think it's really beautiful. And whatever, if it's fake, I don't care. I believe it.
I guess the Alzheimer's drug broke out in a lot of different places. There were Caesars in different countries, so... A lot of people don't have the perspective that there's just one ape that saved us. Anyway, a lot of us apes. We're going into the city. We found this abandoned, well, everything's abandoned. This old arcade, video game arcade that humans used to play.
What?
It's rigged up with its own generator.
Video what? What game?
Really, you don't know?
Well, look.
Humans used to play these electronic games. Or there's like how we play with rocks and shells on the seashore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes we see how far we can throw the stick and then we mark where the stick lands. I actually, don't forget, I still throw it farther than you do.
All right, buddy. I haven't played throw stick in a while.
Yeah, I know.
We cut to right outside the old video. Hey guys, open up. I brought Mookie. He came this time.
What's the password, Dweebos?
I don't like this. Can't we just, I brought a stick just in case.
Humans are cool.
Oh, all right, come on in, man.
All right.
This is your friend?
You got to say humans are cool, dude. This is something we did.
Wait. Hey, we sniff butts like humans used to do. Come here.
Oh. I don't know if that's... Yeah. I don't remember that being in any of the... That I know is kind of a rumor, but okay.
It's a rumor as much as anything else.
Yeah. We do it all like humans.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So check it out, dude. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. You're seeing all these... different colored lights and
So look, let me show you how this works. You grab that thing's called the joystick, and that controls the
stick.
Should
I rip it out of here and throw it? See how far I can throw it?
No, a lot of people make that mistake. Don't throw the joysticks.
Oh, okay.
No, this is called Pong. This is gonna blow your mind.
Blow your goddamn mind.
So this, there's a little line, and you got to make sure the dot doesn't get past the line. Okay, ready? Yeah.
Wow, this is actually really cool.
It's like drawing a line on the shore, except for here it's on the screen. And instead of a conch shell, it's that little square.
Wow. It's really interesting that humans played advanced video games like Pong, and this is the peak of their technology in terms of video games.
Yeah. Hey, anybody mind if I smoke this cell phone? Just being human.
Let me get a hit on that.
Yeah.
Try it out, Mookie.
You got a cough.
Little human.
Now, when you say smoke that cell phone, is there supposed to be smoke coming out of it like when we have a fire and we roast our food?
Yeah. Humans used to breathe in their smoke their cell phones all the time.
Have you seen photos of it up to their mouth? And them holding it up to their head,
I've seen some on the old billboards.
Yeah, what else would you be doing but smoking them?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And remember, you got to cough to get rocks, man.
Okay. It tastes kind of weird. Look, doesn't this feel wrong? Doesn't this feel like this isn't what our forefathers would have wanted? Doesn't it feel like we are losing our identity as apes if we start to just adapt to what the humans used to do? The humans who went to war with us, who tried to destroy us, who didn't understand us, who wouldn't coexist with us?
Hey, man, don't rain on my parade, okay? We're about to ride unicycles and smoke cigars while people clap. That's pretty cool.
Like the old circus apes.
I don't know what it is. It's the way it used to be, man. It used to be super cool.
That's what it used to be. Yeah. And we cut to him at his conservative, Mookie at his conservative ape household later.
Oh. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Mookie, what is this in your backpack?
What?
This is one of those... human cells phones that the teenagers are smoking.
Oh, it's not mine.
Where did you get this?
I'm watching. It looks like it's half smoked.
It's Cornelius's. I swear, it's Cornelius's. He put it in my bag.
What the hell is going on in here?
Look at this. This is a half smoked human cell phone that all the teen apes are smoking these days, just like the humans used to.
In the hell?
Well,
Mookie, look,
I went into the city to hang out with my friends, okay? And it feels like
you're sniffing their ass like a human.
Maybe I was. Why is why do you guys think it's so bad to be like a human? They had all this technology. They survived on the planet for years and years and years. What's so bad about that? Isn't that what we're trying to do?
Do you see what they did to the big green woman? Do you see what happened to that? Is that not a lesson?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I still don't know why that's so bad.
Yeah,
I've always just taught that it was really bad.
Yeah, that's always been there as long as I've been conscious.
She's completely sideways, and she used to be upright. Let that be a lesson of what the humans did.
Yeah.
I guess I still don't really know why that's bad, but all right.
We cut to 6 months later. He's fully into smoking cell phones, and he's scrounging around.
Hey man, get your own cell phone, dude. Don't Bogart, man. You can smoke some of my cell phone, but you got to pitch in. You got to give me 3 rock coins.
Hey Mookie.
Yeah.
Mookie. It's Delilah.
Oh, hey. You want a hit of this?
No. Hey, you haven't answered my coconut on a string in a long time.
I got a
lot. Mad at me?
My coconut on a string is vibrating off the hook, babe. So, no, it's not. I'm not mad at you. I just don't have time, okay?
Well, did you forget that the full moon ape chant is this Saturday?
Oh, that's this Saturday? Oh, man.
This coconut shell is vibrating.
Hold on. Excuse me. What?
Who is that? Is that one of those shaved tarts you've been hanging out with that shaves their whole body to try to seem like a human?
Oh, give me a break. What's up?
Sheena! Hi!
Hey, what's up? What are you doing?
Well, we found this old skateboard park, and we're going to stick skateboards up our buttholes tonight like the humans used to do at the skateboard parks. You want to come?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I'm on my way now.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, what were you saying about shaving? You're going to do that?
No, nothing. Oh. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm going to. Just never mind.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your one-word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I am going to the one-word suggestion on our Discord. And maybe I should just read this suggestion right away. It seems it applies. Godzilla. So have you guys seen... That's our suggestion. Have you guys seen that?
I haven't seen that new one.
I saw it. It's really good.
What's your take, Brett?
I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was a little bit long. I wish it was like half an hour shorter, but I don't know. It was great. I haven't seen all of the more recent ones, but to me, this was like perfect. I liked how it just like really grounded itself in post-World War II Japan and how like devastated Japan was, and it kind of tied Godzilla to all of that. Like it just had a ton of
that's when it takes place
in it. Yeah.
Mm.
And it's Japanese. It's made by, it's made in Japan, right?
Like yeah.
Tradition. You know what I saw recently, which was really fun, was at one of those old movie theaters downtown LA, the original King Kong versus Godzilla from like 56, when it was just guys in rubber suits and really bad special effects and everything. It was so fun. It was pretty ridiculous. And like, I feel like that movie was maybe an hour and 5 minutes.
Really? You
know? Yeah. That's hilarious. And the theme of it was, or the theme was the danger of television and advertising. It was like, that was the big boogeyman.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Because the guy who wanted to bring King Kong from the island was sold, I don't know, like dog food or something. And they thought, oh, if we have King Kong, it'll be good for business. And then, of course, you know, all this craziness happens. But it was fun. Hey. It was set in the future. And for some reason, the UN is in space. The UN is just up in the spaceship.
I love that. Cloud City.
Yeah.
We cut to like the green room area of the movie set and the Godzilla costume and the King Kong costume are being laid out by the costumers, and the two guys are coming to set for the first day of shooting. Right in here. And King Kong's already in here.
Hey.
Well,
yeah. So do you guys know each other? You work together?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we know. I know of you. Yeah, yeah. I know
I'm familiar.
Yeah, we're kind of in the same. We're at a lot of the same auditions.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that we actually haven't met in person.
Yeah.
My name's Randy, by the way. I don't. Can you see my eyes through the mouth here?
Yeah. If I look, I mean, you have to see. I have to look through my mouth here too. I'm Andy.
Oh, hi, Andy. Oh, Randy and Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Randy and Andy. I'm gonna go get your, we don't have your paws or claws for either one of you. We're still trying to find those. So while we track those down, if you guys can just hang out and maybe talk about your fight moves, because we will be starting with a big fight scene on the big fake mountain.
Great. Yeah. I'll start stretching. Yep. I'm going to stretch.
Yeah.
What's your technique?
My technique? You know, I'm open to improv a little bit within the sort of parameters. I feel that Godzilla is harboring a secret, and I probably should. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. The secret is that he wants to be a cook.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah. To me, King Kong's like a big dumb ape, and you know, I like to improvise in the way that, like, I have no plan going in. I throw my fists. I throw my arms and my legs around. If you happen to get hit, don't take it personally. Okay. And, you know, just it's part of the job. We're stunt guys. We're action guys. We're suit guys.
Okay. Well, hold on. I just want to – there's something I should let you know. I just had my skull replaced last week.
Oh.
So.
Congratulations.
Well, I don't know if you heard about.
Oh, it wasn't elective.
No, no. I don't know if you heard about King Kong versus Rock Monster, but I got really injured on that set and had to replace my skull. So, if you could take it easy, you know.
Okay.
I've heard you're the Tom Hardy of.
Yeah.
Of monster costume people.
Wow.
What we got to come up with a better name for what we do.
We cut to 2 hours later. And it's been after the first take, and the Andy, the King Kong guy, just pummeled on the first take, just with one fist with his left hand grabbed the neck of Godzilla, with his other hand just pummeled him with one fist till the head got knocked off of Godzilla, and then he just kept pummeling the actor. And this is in the green room right after that. Okay, guys, let's just all calm down. Everybody have a drink and let's have a breather. Do you guys still want to be in the same green room?
No, yeah. I do not.
Yeah, what, fine by me. Are we going again, though? Because like I'm like kind of in the zone.
Randy, we'll find you a different room. We don't have one set up for you, but just you guys just hang out for
sit down,
10
sit
minutes.
Down.
While
somebody needs to push my eye back into my socket. I am fucked up here, man.
That was really good, man.
That was not good.
Ooh, they got cheese.
Where did you take stage combat? Where did you train? Because you're just a brute. You're just a you're the real monster.
Where did I train?
Yeah.
The streets of Brooklyn.
Oh, God damn it. You fucking assholes from Brooklyn think you're where so I tough. When you saw one Marlon Brando movie, you think you're like Mr. Street Guy.
Yeah. I lived in Brooklyn for a year during college. I went to NYU. Acting school.
Jesus Christ.
Randy, we need to get the blood off of your Godzilla mask. Okay.
That would be great.
It's going to take another half hour. So if you guys can just hang out here.
Yeah.
And you need anything to eat?
No, I mean, is there crackers to go with the cheese?
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you. Where'd you train? Because you really have a different style than me. Like, you really don't. It definitely feels like there's kind of two schools, you know, literally and figuratively speaking, kind of like banging up against each other really, really hard over and over.
I trained exclusively in serious clown school.
Do you know that you're standing up?
I'm leaning against my tail. It's very okay. Comfortable. Actually, I can lean back against my tail.
Where was it? Sorry.
Serious clown school.
Mm. I can tell it's kind of like you're really going more for art here. You know what I mean?
Were you one of those people who think that clowning's supposed to be funny?
I mean, when I see a clown, I laugh. And if I'm not laughing, I don't know that I'm looking at a clown.
Okay. You know what, man? This is, I'm not sure if this is going to work.
Yeah, it might not. I think it might not.
We cut to the set after everything's been repaired. Okay, is everybody, everything set? Okay, are you guys cool? Did you guys clear the air?
Hold on. Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to say, Andy, I was a little bit off. I think I misspoke. If you could just... This suit is constructed so weird. I actually got you a wrap gift, but I was going to give it to you now. Oh. Can you just put your... This is so weird the way it's configured here. I have to give you this wrap gift through the butthole of the what would be the... Godzilla. So if you could just put your face right up.
Okay, everybody move while the Godzilla butt. Flips around and gets the wrap gift through the butthole. So
nice. Yeah.
Let me get down here. Okay.
Duct tape.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's see real how you like shit. That,
you son of a bitch.
What the hell? You shit in my King Kong head?
Well, I thought I was just farting, but maybe I might have shit.
Yeah, there's a little bit of shit came out, my man. A little bit of shit.
Good. Well, you're stuck in there. All right, let's do the scene.
All right. You know what, Andy?
Well, now we got shit on the King Kong head.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm using it. It's like we're you're throwing use shit. It? We're being primal and, you know, we're just
okay,
animals.
Okay, this time can we have a little more give and take? We need to have Godzilla get some licks in too, okay?
Yeah, I'll give the licks and you take them. All right, here we go.
Godzilla needs to get some
action. And action.
You don't call action.
No, I got to get off set and call action.
I'm resetting. I'm going to go back to one.
You can't call cut.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? We're in two different films. All right,
roll sound. Roll sound.
No, don't roll that sound.
Roll sound.
Let's get that. Let's fly in some 4x floppy and let's
light this. Okay, neither one of you can do any of this.
Take four.
Sir, okay, wait a minute. And ADR. I'm going to just do some ADR. Oh, it's cold out today. Oh, it's, hey!
So we cut to like 3 hours later. They've both been fired.
Thanks
and,
a lot.
They're both changing in the green room if they've both been fired.
Look what you did. Look what you did.
Look what we did.
Huh.
Andy? You know, I think we're not so different after all, you and I.
Huh. We really did something together there, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I threw everything I had at you, including shitting in your costume, and you just kept going. I gotta say, I have some respect for you, man.
Yeah, and you just kept taking a beating and showing up. No matter how hard you got beat, you showed up the next day. You showed up to work. I really admire that.
And they both kind of give each other a respectful hug. And then the frame freezes. And this has been a film clip at the Oscars documentary shorts. And the winner is Randy and Andy. The story of the monster costume fighting guys who got fired.
Wow. Oh, wow. Thank you guys. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe I'm up here.
I can't believe it's this award went to me. And
I got to take a moment and say, Billy Crystal, it's great to see you back as the host.
I think you guys should have given Joe Coy a chance, but,
hey, Andy, listen, this is Randy here. It's not for you. It's really about both of us, and let's thank the filmmaker.
Okay, but it's King Kong versus Godzilla. King Kong is first in the title,
Well, but the subtitle is, which is what most people pay attention to, is no, don't play us off.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
So, humans, I'm going to go to that Discord again. We just got Godzilla from there. I see a word that I don't know. Is hounding? Does that mean something? What's hounding?
Like hounding you, bothering you? I don't know.
I guess that's the way you use it. Yeah. Stop hounding me.
Hounding.
Does that make you think of anything?
It makes me think of those prison escape movies where they'd always have like sick the dogs on people and they'd always.
It's uncanny what those dogs supposedly can do.
Yeah. And I always thought it was so cool when like the guys would hide in the water and breathe through a reed or something.
Yes. I think I've told this story. This will be the fifth time I'm probably telling it. I'll just tell the short version, but I'll cut to the chase on it, literally. I once tried to escape from the cops, and I had no clothes on except for a shirt, and I jumped in a creek, and I got a reed, and I tried to do that. Wow. And I was way drunk, and the dogs I heard, I thought they were police dogs after me, and the dogs were like Pekingese in the houses, like in the yard and shit.
That's amazing. That's funny.
But I feel like that was a thing in like a lot of movies in the 90s where like people trying to escape and they were like Dobermans behind a fence or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a trend.
Yeah.
Like fear of nasty dogs.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a movie trend that you could probably trace of where Dobermans were the evil dog.
Like yeah.
Every villain in James Bond had a fucking shit ton. But then it became Rottweilers.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then I feel it became Pit Bulls. I feel like there was this arc.
Yeah. Well, there's crazy shit where like dogs... Pop culture inspires which kind of dogs people get. And then a lot of times those dogs end up in, given away to shelters or whatever. Like when the Budweiser Spud McKenzie came out. A bunch of people got those little dogs and then decided, I didn't want those. And those would end up, they got overbred and put into shelters and shit. And the same thing with like the Frasier dog and all that kind of stuff.
Let's cut to a shelter and it's literally like 40 Spuds McKenzie dogs and 30 Frasier dogs and that's it. Okay, God. Come on in this way. This is where all the dogs are.
Fuck. Goddamn Nick at Night. Did you get Nick at Night on the phone? Peter, did you get Nick at Night on the phone?
I'm on hold. I'm still on hold. I'm working on it.
You got to tell them to stop running these fucking shows because people, we were fine for a while and then they start, I don't know what, who got the rights, but they started churning this shit out again.
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
Peter.
We see a family that's interested. So all you have are the Spuds McKenzie and the Fraser dogs?
Yes, we are. Did you read the sign? We are... we are a cable syndication animal shelter. Only animals.
I did not understand what that meant.
Oh, okay.
You think people drive past this and see cable syndication animal shelter and think?
Well, obviously they just focused on the animal shelter part because nobody seems to understand what it is that we do here.
Look, hey.
That was a weird name for an animal shelter.
I'm on the phone with somebody from Nick at Night now. They're saying there's just not that many. They can only, most of the famous dogs are either movies or advertisements. Okay. They're trying hard. They said they can run season one of Friends again and we can get a bunch of little monkeys.
A bunch of Monroes.
A bunch of Marcells.
Marcells. All right. Well,
I'm working on it.
Have they answered? Did they respond to my Beretta request at all?
The person I spoke to said that was above their pay grade, and I'm on hold trying to get to a supervisor at this point.
Peter, do you ever give good news?
God. Well, this thankless.
Look, we want to get this for our. We have two children, two young children. I don't think a Budweiser, a beer dog is appropriate.
Well, don't think of it as a beer dog. It's a, I can't remember what the name of the breed is, but it's a fun little dog.
It's a bull terrier.
It's a bull. Thank you, Peter. I guess that constitutes as good news.
You have 40 of these and you've never bothered to find out.
And the thing you have to understand, too, is that Spuds McKenzie had the spot over his eye, but we can't get bull terriers that all have a spot over their eye.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to be okay with the spot being on their back or their butt.
Yeah, people don't like it when we Sharpie on that black spot.
That's not the problem. It's the association.
Okay, so you guys have some moral question about that? All right.
And then the Fraser dog, Kelsey Grammer. He's kind of a conservative cokehead, isn't he? That doesn't seem to be appropriate either.
Yeah, but the dog wasn't. Leave the dog alone.
Mm. That dog was an actor. I'm not saying these dogs are actors, but you can't just lump in, you know, all of these things. All right, so you want a good...
That was the dog. He was owned by the dad, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
Okay, let me talk to my wife about this. And did you hear that? I did. I don't trust them. What do you mean you don't trust them? I actually think...
Excuse me, can you guys take your ASMR is riling up the dogs. It's like there's something about the pitch.
I'm sorry, it's just I actually think that Fraser owned the dog.
It was the father that owned the dog, and Fraser
being the sort of nebbishy intellectual therapist that he was kind of off put by the scruffy little dog named Eddie.
Oh, I meant David Hyde Pierce's character. He owned the dog, The father owned the dog. Don't talk to me like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, look at you. Calm the dogs down. Can you guys keep arguing?
Keep arguing like you're like Fraser and his dad.
Are you saying to keep this dog, any of these dogs quiet, we have to argue like Fraser?
Yeah, if you can just snip at each other.
Well, since we're always doing that, maybe that would be a good thing. Maybe it would.
The dogs are all calming down.
They're on their backs.
they're all falling asleep.
So they adopt three of them, and we cut to 2 years later after they've been through marriage therapy, successful marriage therapy, and they're not arguing as much anymore. And now the dogs.
So can you tell me how the dogs have affected your relationship?
Well, our relationship is going great, thanks to you and your exercises, but... Well. Now the dogs won't calm down. They're barking all the time, and I think we need to return them to the cable syndicate animal shelter.
Oh, well, that's
cable
a big
syndication.
Decision.
Cable syndication animal shelter.
Are you sure you want to make this rash decision?
It's just we're getting along so well, and the constant din of these three dogs yapping. And we sometimes put on this sound machine that's programmed with a talk radio just arguing, but that doesn't seem to be enough.
Go ahead. Cut to back to the shelter. Yeah, sorry, we are not taking any Spuds McKenzies and Eddies right now. That's really off trend right now. It's from a couple years ago. We actually have a bunch of bears right now because of that show, The Bear, that I know doesn't have actual bears.
There's not
bears
an actual in bear in that
show.
No,
I know. Well, there is one in the pilot, but it's kind of in a fantasy sequence, but people are just really, it just won a bunch of Emmys and people are
this
just,
is bullshit. And I saw a cardboard box filled with dead geckos in the fucking parking lot. Are you guys fucking killing those things?
No,
well,
no.
They've been running the flow ads a lot more. So,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And when
that's
people find out that those geckos don't speak with a British accent, they return them and we can't keep them in here.
What kind of accent do they have?
South American.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show. Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
I'm going to give you three words here. Overdrive, misunderstood, machine. I'm not even sure how the word overdrive would apply beyond saying... Like you always hear it as a space shift being put into overdrive. You wouldn't say that about a car, would you?
I think you can put a car into overdrive.
Overdrive.
Yeah, like a race car.
There was, do you remember, Matt, you might remember this. There was a Stephen King movie called Maximum Overdrive.
I loved it.
I didn't see it, but I remember the ads. It's like one of the first times they put Stephen King in the ads. And I think he was like, had like Coke nose at the time. He kind of talked like Tom Arnold, you know, like Tom Arnold's got permanent septum damage from doing that. And I remember there was this one part of the commercial and they smash cut to Stephen King. He goes, "I'm going to scare the hell out of you."
Oh, no.
And I had like an AC/DC soundtrack and shit like that. But every time I hear Overdrive, I think of Maximum Overdrive.
I think that might have been the first bad Stephen King movie. Can you get a list, Brett? I'm going to predict he's going to read the list. You're going to go, "Oh, those are all good movies." And then it hits Maximum Overdrive. And you're like, "Oh,
well, he might have even directed it or something."
It was like, based on a short story, which is all it should have been. Yeah. And I think it takes place entirely in a truck stop diner by a highway, and the whole thing is every car in the world, I think, or maybe it's just around this vicinity, becomes possessed and wants to kill humans.
Okay, so we're going in order of release.
Okay, hold on. What do you guys think the first Stephen King
movie Salem's is? Lot. Salem's Lot.
Oh, that was a good
one. The first?
It wasn't The Shining?
The first is Carrie.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Then Salem's Lot.
Okay.
Both
Running
great.
Man.
Then The Shining.
Right.
Then Creepshow.
Running Man isn't Stephen King, is it?
Yeah, Running Man is Stephen King.
Go ahead.
Creepshow, then Cujo.
So Creepshow is an anthology. It wasn't that great. Cujo is pretty good.
The Dead Zone.
That was great. Awesome.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's very good.
Christine.
That's pretty good. That's the car coming alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's just one car coming alive.
Children of the Corn.
That's great.
I've never seen Stephen King.
Yeah.
I don't think Pet Sematary's next.
Firestarter.
Oh, Firestarter's really good. You guys seen that, right?
I saw it years ago. I don't know if I remember. That's Drew Barrymore, right?
It's good.
Yeah. Cat's Eye.
That one's not good. But is that another anthology?
It's a comedy horror. I'm not sure.
I remember that one not being good. What's next? I haven't gotten to it.
Silver Bullet.
That's a werewolf one.
Oh.
Maximum Overdrive.
There we go.
Number 13.
What's after that?
You haven't said Stand By Me
yet, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, those were all before Stand By Me.
Then Creepshow 2, then Lawnmower Man, then The Running Man, then Pet Sematary.
Lawnmower Man was Stephen King.
Yeah.
God, I'd forgotten.
There's a couple of these I'm surprised for him.
That was him trying to do cyberpunk. William Gibson's like, stop it. So, excuse me. Overdrive, that's what we were just talking about. All right, so we cut to a used car dealership. So I understand that a lot of these cars were the ones that attacked the humans like 6 months ago for whatever reason.
We fixed that. I don't want you to think of these cars as the ones that attacked humans. I want you to think of these cars as the ones that attacked high gas prices and really put a hurting on discomfort, because these seats are they custom mold to your back and glutes.
Okay, man. I don't want to get jacked around here, dude. But there was blood all over these seats, right? Do we know how many humans were killed by each car? And are there cars that tried to kill a human but didn't? And maybe
I got the Carfax right here. I got the Carfax right here. I can tell you exactly how much blood and everything was in there. But honestly, that's not the story you want to be telling yourself. Because listen, every car has a story. And if you want to get into it, there's blood on every car that you buy. You know, you have to mine for minerals in Africa to make the solenoids or the batteries and the mining conditions.
But only Maine was possessed by some demonic fog that possessed all the automobiles, dude. Okay? So let's just be real.
Okay, sure. Well, there's lots of you want to get into only Maine.
The demon is fully 100% guaranteed out of every automobile in your lot?
Say that again?
Why are you hesitating? I said that the demons are 100% exercised from every car, right?
Sure. Demons are 100%. Absolutely. I mean, I will say as a caveat, that was not the problem with these cars. These cars were possessed by a demonic spirit from.
Okay. That's different than individual demons.
Absolutely. Listen, are you a fan of Dan Aykroyd at all?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's the one number one paranormal researcher. He's who I count on to rely on all my information.
The guy from Blink 182.
He's more into UFOs and stuff.
UFOs. Yeah, sorry.
So demonic spirits are different than demons, you know? But these cars are fine, okay?
But you hear what I'm saying. It's 100% demonic spirit free.
Yes.
Looking for a family car.
Great. Absolutely. You couldn't do better than this. You know, the only demonic spirit that's going to be here is your kid in the back saying, Dad, don't make me get out of this car. I'm having too much fun.
Okay. Well, I hope he's not having fun because it's become a video game car that's going around killing people.
Absolutely not. You got a wild imagination. You got a wild imagination.
Okay. And, you know, I do want the Carfax though. So how many people did this one kill?
This, let's just see here. Okay. So this car killed 17 people.
Holy shit. Three people died. I wasn't expecting that many.
Well, these cars were possessed and they were on a murderous rampage. I don't know what that you would
from the
expect.
News reports I watched, most of the cars would get the humans caught up in their wheels.
But again, we're after picking killing this here. Look, you're wearing humans. Nikes. You're wearing Nikes, right? Do you know how many kids lost their fingers to make
on.
Those Nikes? Don't discount that.
We cut to him on. We cut to Matt on the phone with his insurance company. So you have a new vehicle that you want to update your insurance. Can you tell me the make and the model and the year?
Okay. Yeah, and the VIN number, I guess.
Yep, we'll need all that.
187.478.1785.1932.
Got it.
Is okay. The model. And the VIN number is 178.4.1847.4573.
Okay. And how many people has your car killed?
According to, I'm just reading it. It says 17 people.
Okay.
And it says three children here, and I don't know if that's included in the 17 people because a child is a person.
Okay.
And does what's it? I don't know.
Well, it
maybe
depends.
It's 20 people in all or 17 people and three children.
They tend to just include in the total. They just do need to disclose how many of these of the murdered were children. And how many miles are on it?
Oddly, I think it became possessed by the demon spirit right off the lot. So only like 150 miles.
Wow. Wow.
Killed right off the lot.
Okay.
That's
so,
what attracted me to the car, you know, despite all the
right
murder.
So unfortunately, we are going to need to, your monthly premium is going to go up.
Why?
You know, we do have to consider how many people your car has killed. You know, if
but
you they, were
but it's
down
demonic.
Around,
the guy told me it's 100% demonic spirit free. So there's no reason it's ever going to do that again unless there's another spirit around, but that could be any car.
Sir, I'm just doing my job. Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
These are just the regulated licks. Listen, you're welcome to switch from Geico to something else if you feel like they have better policies for you. But we here at Geico, that's how we calculate our premiums.
We cut to him explaining to his family, and they have Geico. This family loves Geico and has Geico lizards all over the house. Hey guys, can we gather in the living room real quick?
I have Daddy,
a little bit of bad dad news.
Daddy,
dad news from Dad.
What have you got to tell us?
Yeah, honey, what have you? I was in the middle of making shepherd's pie. What?
I was on the phone with Geico Insurance today.
I love
see
them.
See all the lizards jumping around and dancing.
Funniest.
On their wheels.
Zaniest adverts in the game.
Dad, when are we going to get more bowler hats for my geckos?
Okay, on that, and I'm not saying, I'm obviously not saying we have to get rid of the geckos and what I'm about to say. No, I'm not saying that.
Thank God.
Why start the sentence
that
way?
We have to switch to farmers insurance because gecko, no. The Geico is not
you're yanking,
going to
you're yanking me.
No.
You're chaining me wallop here.
You're having you're having a laugh, aren't you?
We see all of the geckos hiding under stones.
You cheeky daddy.
I'm not being a cheeky
you're
daddy.
You're a cheeky daddy.
You daft little bugger.
I'm not being a daft little cheeky daddy. I'm being serious.
You lorry romper dad.
It's farmer's insurance for now on.
What?
What for what reason? Explain. Look your little son in the eye and explain why we can't have Geico insurance anymore.
Because they wouldn't give us the rates. Kid, they wouldn't give us the rates.
Did you go buy? Did you end up go? I know what you did. You went over my head and you went and bought that car that killed 17 people, didn't you? I told you to get spend a little more and get the one that only killed 11.
Oh, God damn it. And we cut to a month later, all the geckos are starting to die, shrivel up and die because they don't have Geico insurance in the house anymore.
Daddy, please. All of the gecko hospital beds are full. All the little hospital beds that I made. We need help.
And we cut down to the gecko level where they've developed to the point where they, like the Planet of the Apes, they speak like you and I. And a gecko doctor is delivering some news to a gecko family outside a gecko hospital.
Well, I'm terribly sorry to tell you that we can no longer keep your husband here at the facility.
Why? Please, does it mean he's okay or?
Well, you're covered by.
Is Daddy okay?
Kelsey Grammer Insurance, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid you didn't reach your premium and your deductibles. Unless they were switching to overdrive, wouldn't be able to cover any of this. So I'm afraid you'll have to go.
I don't understand why we geckos don't have a universal healthcare system.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir.
And then we see there, just a day later, them watching from some shadows. Outside the house, a cat from the next door just batting her father around in the dirt.
Make it stop, Mommy. Make it stop. I can't watch this anymore.
I don't know what to tell you.
We cut to the Gecko Oscars. And the winner for the nomination for the best documentary about the broken healthcare system in the gecko world goes to Cat Scratch Daddy. Cat Scratch Daddy.
And suddenly the TV gets turned off in the middle of this nomination to Oscars. Fuck it, man. That's the problem these days with all the movies. They're all preaching to us.
Yeah, man.
Everything's trying to teach me a lesson. Yeah. The Geico geckos, they used to be funny. And now they're in depressing documentaries.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It kind of feels like society's last attempt to feel like they have control over the giant systems that are in control of us. You know what I mean? But it's like, I've been smoking this cell phone for a little too long, I think.
Let's talk some more about that.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen someone do as a drug or way to get high?
Do as a drug.
This is not weirdest. I was literally just thinking about this, but I had a friend in high school who was like, he was just, he's such a sweet guy. Now as an adult, and I don't think he listens to this podcast, but he was like kind of like a dummy. And he was the drummer in my band. And he was like when we were seniors in high school, like all my friends got into weed. And I think it was like this was like a lot of my friends, but they became like completely obsessed with like smoking weed and who's got weed and we're going to smoke weed. And like, I stayed away from it because I was like, we have to wait till football season's over. Cause if we get caught with it, we're going to get kicked off the team. I was just too scared. But I remember like my friends when they discovered weed being so obsessed with it. And I remember my one friend one time, like bringing like at lunch at school, he was like, hey guys, check it out. And he had a little bag of weed and he like jingled it around and we were like, you brought weed to school? And then I remember he took just like the little buds of flower, and he had bought one of those from the lunchroom, like a big like brownie with like a big fudge brownie with chocolate sprinkle, like chocolate frosting on top, and he just sprinkled the unlit like just crumbly flower weed on top of it and ate it like just a little bit, where like even then like our friends were like, you idiot, like you have to light it and like it has to be activate, like the drug in it has to be activated in some way. But I remember him thinking it was really cool that he like sprinkled weed. He just wanted to show off and be cool, and he sprinkled weed on top of a brownie and just ate it.
That's funny.
Look, I got a cocaine
I think my brother smoked tea one time. He had a fake joint.
I smoked a chocolate chip cookie once. My friends and I packed it into a bong. We were so stupid.
Did it hurt your lungs? It must.
Yeah, kind of. And it kind of tasted like a chocolate chip cookie. I don't know what we were thinking. It was just like, fuck it. Let's do it.
That's funny.
I had a friend in college who, I think this is all in the Anarchist Cookbook, or is it some other book that I'm trying to think of, but how to make homemade drugs, I think it is in that Anarchist Cookbook, and he did all those dumb things. Like one is to get morning glory seeds from just a fucking nursery, and I think you soak them in water for blah, 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 blah. Another thing was, and this is the one he did, which I participated in, which was ridiculous. But the cores of iceberg lettuce. Of course, this is from my college memory. Fact check me on this, Brett. Core of iceberg lettuce, just those white cores, I think. If you blend them and then let that blended watery fluid dry, it becomes like this green tar. And he did all this. And you smoke that green tar. And I think that was supposed to somehow fuck you up. Am I off base at all, Brad? Are you finding anything on this?
I'm looking.
Cores of iceberg lettuce, is a psychotropic maybe? But he did that. He did all those, like, let's find a free way to get high. And it made this really sticky substance that we put in a bong and ruined a bong with.
We tried something with nutmeg. I don't remember what. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. That. Nutmeg is supposed to make you trip if you, like, eat a big spoonful of it or
maybe
something.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming over. And hanging out. We're going to play some video games. I got a bunch of snacks out on the table here. Help yourselves to anything you want. One thing is that we're not going to eat the snacks. We're going to smoke them. And we're going to see if any of them get us high. So I got cookies. I got a Cobb salad. I got a foot long. I got like a party sub.
So hold on. You don't know if any of these, we're just more figuring out which ones do.
Yeah. But I have this fit. Have you ever heard, like, I heard my brother talking about like how there's like stuff that like actually like there's more things than, you know, that from the earth that like make you high. So I just figured we would just like smoke a bunch of stuff and just see if any of it made us high.
Well, if it's from the earth, Cobb salad has everything in it. But right. I'm going to start with those Funyuns. I feel like if you can separate the fun from the onions.
Yeah, yeah.
Just taking pure, like, fun.
Yeah, they last forever too, man. There's got to be some kind of chemicals in there that fucks you up.
I don't know if this is a good idea, guys.
Oh, great.
Oh, shut up.
God, hey, guys, not until Toastmasters is over. We got a big debate coming up.
Dude, and first of all, stop eating that cookie, okay? Put it down, crumble it up, and put it in my
mom. What the fuck? You're wasting the cookies, dude. We're going to smoke these.
Last time I checked, cookies were intended to be smashed by your mandibles and then swallowed down your throat.
Yeah, well, you think when marijuana grew out of the earth that it was, like, you know, originally intended to be dried and crumbled and lit and inhaled?
Well, since plants don't have free will, I don't think it intended to do anything.
Dude, tires on my car are intended just to go forward and take me places, but I was doing donuts and burning some rubber in the parking lot, and everyone was saying, hooray for me.
An apple, dude. An apple. We have smoked weed out of an apple. Do you think that God intended for an apple to be smoked out of? And by the way, we are going to smoke some of this food out of an apple. We should smoke an apple out of an apple. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be so cool. Take the part that you're taking out to make the apple. Smoke that part.
Dude, you're a genius. Oh, my God.
You're a genius.
Guys, seriously, Toastmasters coming up. It's going to be – there's going to be – can you imagine how much accolades we'll get from our school if we win that Toastmasters debate?
A shit ton, but – that doesn't mean we can't have fun. You don't think everyone in the NBA isn't getting fucking high on weed? And maybe some of this will be performance enhancing. I hear that bugles, my older brother told me that you smoke bugles fucking straight up through a glass pipe. It'll make you smarter and give you a sweet full-on buzz. Maximum overdrive.
All right. Let's do this, okay? Let's get some bugles, and I'm going to throw in a couple Sour Patch Kids into the bong here.
Yeah, make a salad. I'll have some Sour Patch Kids on mine, too.
Yeah, okay, all right. We're doing a little snack salad here. All right,
little
here we go.
Salad.
Oh, this is – I'm going to regret this, but in the interest of science, I'll try it.
I knew we'd get you on that angle.
And we cut to a half later where he is way more fucked up than everyone else. He had done the cilantro bugles and no one else had, and that seemed to be the magical combination.
Whoa, look at Dexter.
Whoa, man. Get off the kitchen counter, dude.
Let's go.
What are you feeling right now, man?
Huh?
What are you feeling right now?
I'm scared I might be gay. Let's go gay bash.
Oh, no. What's up with you, man? You need to mellow out. Go into the coat room and mellow out.
Oh, God.
I'm just feeling full. I'm just feeling like I ate a bunch of cookies and chips and candy.
Yeah. I feel like this is a great way to snack without gaining weight that we've discovered.
Yeah, I think I need to snack. I think I would need to smoke a Pepto-Bismol. I got a chewable in here that I could probably just get into the bong here. Oh, that actually feels better. It's the bismuth. Makes your poop black.
Let's talk some more about that.
Did you find anything, Brett, that totally make that up?
I found an article answering a question about, or analyzing it, but it sounds like people, various health and yoga websites claim that iceberg lettuce contains chemicals similar to laudanum, morphine, and other opiates. There are reports of people being admitted to hospitals after injecting themselves with lettuce extracts. And papers about smoking lettuce.
There you go. Not the first crazy.
Oof.
But it sounds like the science really isn't in.
But the stuff he made doing his process, it ended up being this black tar. So it was weird.
And you would smoke it?
Yeah. He thought it would eventually become something that was like hash, like hard like hash.
Yeah.
But it was more like goopy, like slime. And when he presented it to us, we were like, what the fuck is this? And we didn't know how much you're supposed to smoke. It could have been this much. So we're just glooping and glopping this bullshit into a bong. But I don't think it got us higher. We would have done it more often. But I'm glad I wasn't crazy and made that up. Mm. Sometimes you remember things. Mandela effect. Have you guys ever Mandela affected yourself?
What is that again?
The Mandela effect?
I think that term was thinking that Mandela had died and he wasn't. Like when the collective unconsciousness believes something and it hasn't happened.
Like the Berenstein Bears or whatever.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's like a significant amount of people on Earth who thought that Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 80s.
Right.
But it can be something like you swore that there was another colored M&M. And then you look it up and that didn't exist.
There were two people that died this year that I was like, I swear to God, they died like a couple years ago. It was Jerry Springer and Suzanne Summers.
Uh-huh.
They both died this year. And I was like, I swear to God, I saw that they died like a couple years ago.
Yeah. There's got to be a name for that, for the shock when you hear that a celebrity is dead, but not that they're dead, but the fact that they didn't die a long time ago.
Right.
They're like, what? Yeah.
We cut to Suzanne Summers. There's the reception after the funeral and everyone's talking. I know that's the way you feel, but just keep it down, man. Be respectful. She did die this year. You can look it up.
Okay. She And I know that we're at the funeral. I'm just saying, like, this came as a shock.
I shouldn't have brought you as my plus one.
Thank you so much. I know that this kind of fell on when I was visiting you in LA, and I just think it's so cool that you know, like, show business people. But,
well, I work at cable syndication animal shelter, and sometimes when they come in, they give us cool free passes to stuff.
Oh, cool. They give you a cool free pass to Suzanne Summers' funeral? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That kind of stuff doesn't happen in Ohio. Well,
the Three is Company guy dropped off like 5 Eddies last week and gave me the funeral reception pass. Uh-oh. This is family. Just keep it down.
Okay. But hey, how's it going? I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
We're sorry for it. We were big. I'm a huge fan. I work over at cable syndication.
Yeah.
Animal shelter.
Yes, of course.
Huge.
Did this kind of come as like a shock to you or like,
hey,
well,
what?
I mean, you know, she did so much to, she was at the forefront of the life longevity movement. She did so many supplements and things like that. So yes, we thought she'd had much longer time to be around.
Right. But remember like a couple years on Instagram, you don't remember did you ever remember the hashtag RIP Suzanne Summers?
Shut up.
Come here. You get over here.
What?
Listen, come here.
Don't grab my friend by
his ear. You get over here too. Come here.
Both of you. Ow, like on my ear. Ow, like on my ear.
You nincompoops. Boom.
Ow.
Ow, I bumped my head.
I three stooged your heads together. Now listen, in that casket there is Suzanne 2.0. We're working on perfecting Suzanne Summers so that she'll live forever. But if you two mutts start spreading this
around,
it's going to really... hold on, let me get...
She did die a couple years ago.
Well, one of them did.
Oh.
But we reanimated her with some cells that she left.
Wow. Oh, so you are right.
I see.
She did die years ago.
See? Now you want to apologize to me? Maybe I'm right about Building 7 as well.
Okay, I'm sorry about Building 7, but I want
to
know more.
You don't have to be sorry to me. I didn't have no personal connection to it. I'm just saying.
So the 2.0 only lasted for a couple of years?
Yes. Yes, we're still perfecting the model, but
obviously. So she's going to be alive. So then in another couple of years, she's just going to die again. Well, I mean, hopefully not if your experiment goes well.
Suzanne Summers is enough in the cultural zeitgeist that people know she exists. They're never going to be sure if she's alive or dead.
Wow.
So we've found the perfect person to experiment on.
Is Michael Landon dead or is he still alive too?
What have you heard?
I don't know. I think I see him every once in a while.
Michael Landon, Michael Caine, Larry King.
Michael Caine's dead.
Is he? We don't know.
Not this version.
You just don't know anymore. Wow.
That's right. Right. Radar from MASH.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm positive he died.
Well, just all I'm asking is for you guys.
Ow. wasn't necessary.
Sorry. I just tweaked your nipple there. I wanted to make sure you're paying attention.
He stuck his finger in my throat.
Stop it. That's my nose hair.
I'm getting DNA from you guys. Guess what?
Oh no.
You're not gonna die either.
Somebody wants copies of us.
Does our consciousness move on with our new versions, or do we die and then it's a new version of us that's completely out of our own personal consciousness?
Man, quit smoking those banana peels, man. I don't have time to answer these questions.
And scene. Humans, I've had a good time talking about movies and your suggestions today on Improv for Humans. Seth, tell us about your podcast.
It's called College Town. Both you and Mookie have done it, and I do it every week with Brett and the hilarious Aaron Whitehead for Comedy Bang Bang World. And you guys should check it out.
Super funny.
Little Mookie B, you want to plug anything?
Keep an eye out for big things coming. Little Mookie B on all social media platforms. It's where I post all my little jokes and pics.
Amen, brother. And I want everyone here to check out improvforhumans.com just so you know what we have available behind our paywall. It's a whole lot of content. It's not just the bonus scene, an ad-free Improv for Humans, a bonus scene in the Improv for Humans episode, ad-free. That's the easy thing. But we have all these extra podcasts on the Professor Besser feed. We're getting deep into comedy. We had a whole show on Norman Lear and Tommy Smothers the other day.
Whoa.
That was a lot of fun. We have whole shows digging into the how-to of improv and the controversies of improv. There's so much anti-Harold out there, Brett. So much to talk about. And Brett, I keep forgetting to mention in the plugs at the end of the show our idea for the 40 Fan Initiative. This will be interesting to both subscribers of improvforhumans.com and our free listeners. If we can get 40 subscribers in your city, Improv for Humans will come to your city and do a show, and I will do a workshop. It's just that simple. We have in our survey a place for you to put what city you're from. So this will just go on. We'll track it. As soon as the city hits 40, we'll come there and do a show. We're obviously doing this so you will encourage others to subscribe to Improv for Humans and get behind the paywall. Thank you. I'm particularly proud of some of the stuff we've been putting up on Besser's Attic, some of the videos you can't see anywhere else. Speaking of videos, if you go to our Discord, you can suggest videos for us to play on Improv for Humans. The weird content like our sci-fi power rankings. What does that have to do with improv? Nothing. If I just wanted to make that show, I got to adjust the rankings. That show Monarch is way too high on my rankings. My main point is the 40 Fan Initiative. We get 40 subscribers in your city, we will come there. And keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.